Okay. Today's daf is Chof Tes. We're gonna start from the Ika de Amri, just to remind ourselves which is the bottom line here. This is the start we're talking about, right? So we said in the Mishnah, we said that someone who is Yotze Lehoreg, yeah. So therefore, we say that he's. So we give him, we're misupik whether he's going to end up being killed or not, and therefore we give him Chumre Mesim and Chumre Chaim. Yeah, and we had two versions of Rabbi Yosef.
Maybe he'll come back from his journey.
Maybe he'll be reprieved at the last minute. Yeah, so we had the first version of Rabbi Yosef, which was that right after the Gemara, which was that this dafket applies to a Bezdin Shal Yisrael because they might find a schus for him and save him afterwards. But once he's in the best and shall go him, once they pask him that is chayav misa, he's going to be killed, and that's it. And we had a whole discussion on that. And now we have an Ika de Amri, bottom line of Chavches Amud Beis, Amud Rabbi Yosef, lo yishonu el best. The Ika de Amri is farkert, that Rabbi Yosef says, lo yishonu el best and shall evde kechavim. When is it that you can say maybe he'll be reprieved, maybe yes, maybe no, is only if it's in a goyish abezdin. Yeah, because
you can
bribe them at the last minute, and he'll be, you know.
Didn't we deal with it already yesterday?
President.
We said once they've given the stempel to it, they're not going to be bribed.
This is the Ika de Amri. Right? It's the opposite way around. So the Ika de Amri is that he says dafka by the goyim because you could bribe them. Avol bezdin shel Yisrael. But if it's a Jewish bezdin, and once they paskin halacha lamitosoi, kevin the nafik le dina liktala, once they paskin this chayav misa, kotele, they're not going to get bribed, and therefore they will put him to death. So on this, now the discussion here follows the same thing we did yesterday, but from the opposite angle, yeah? It says, Omar le Abaye. So Abaye, playing devil's advocate, says to Rabbi Yosef, bezdin shel Yisrael nami, what do you mean, Dafke? Just like in the first version, he said, what do you mean, Dafke, Jewish court, man, not a Goyish court, maybe Faker. So Abaye says to Rabbi Yosef, maybe a Jewish Bezdin also, Nami, Efshe, the Chazal es Chusa. How can you assume that just because he's been Paskin Lemisa, therefore he's for sure going to be killed, and you assume he's dead, maybe someone will find a last minute Chus for him? His answer to Gemara answers Rabbi Yosef ki chazal es chusim mekama de digmar dina. Any chusim they would have done because a proper bezdin would look for every possible chus before they got to the psak. But bosa gmar dina sule chazal es chusa. Once he got to the end and they already tried every avenue, then they're not going to find any more as a chus, says Rabbi Yosef. Okay, so this is the Ika de Amri, the opposite of the first version. So the Gemara says, now Le Mesaile, this was what was a kasha on Rabbi Yosef according to the first version. So now we're trying to bring it as a proof for Rabbi Yosef according to the second version. That maybe this should be a proof that it says, Kol Mokim Shayam Dushnaim, that any time two witnesses get up, V'yomru, when they say, Me'idim Onuvas Ish Ploini, we testify against a certain person, Shenigmar Dinah Bebez Dinah Shal Ploini, that he was given a psak din in the bezdin of this court of these people. Uplaini Adov, and these two guys were the witnesses. And we testify that he was given a death penalty. Then they give this testimony in a new bezdin. And they say, hey, that guy there, he was sentenced to death, and they didn't manage to carry out the sentence. Is then the new bezdin can carry out the sentence. And when is that talking about? So the guy obviously ran away. So he was supposed to be killed, and he didn't get killed for some reason. Yeah, so then we say, so l'chayra, this is a raya for Rabbi Yosef, that in a bezdin shel Yisrael, once he's paskin, that he's going to get killed, then he's going to get killed, and there's no, because otherwise you would have to say, when these two guys get up and pass and testify that he was sentenced to death in a different bezdin, how can you just base yourself on that and kill him? Maybe they found afterwards some other chus for him. But we don't say that. So it must be that once a proper Bezdin satisfies themselves that they wouldn't announce that he's Chayav Misa unless they absolutely exhausted every possibility. And therefore, if you have two witnesses who say that he's been sentenced to death, then you know that all possibilities are exhausted, and you can actually put him to death, the new Bezdin can put him to death based on that testimony. So that seems to prove what Rabbi Yosef is saying, that once in a Jewish Bezdin paskins that he's going to be killed, then that's it. So the Gemara answers, this isn't a proof necessarily, because Dilma, you might be right, but you can't prove it, because perhaps by Reyach Shiny, when he ran away, it's different. Because a guy ran away is it's sort of Raglayim Ladover. What did a guy run away? He ran away because he was guilty. So therefore, but if it would be not necessarily, yeah, maybe the Bezdin, if he's still waiting for hope that his chus will come along, then maybe it will. And therefore you cannot necessarily assume that he's dead. Okay, so the Gemara tries to prove Vayter Toshema. Maybe we can prove from the following. Shama be Bezdin Shal Yisrael. A person hears from a Jewish Bezdin, Shahayu Aimrim, that they were announcing Ish Pliny Mace, that so and so died, or Ish Pliny Nerag, or so and so was killed. So it's past tense. Yeah? Is Yasiu Es Ishta. Then they can.
Nerag means Opi Bezdin or Stam? He was killed in whatever incident.
No, he was killed in whatever.
Executed.
He was killed.
Probably if it was
and some other accident. Yeah, not by Bezdin. Like he's
Opi Bezdin.
Yeah.
I'm asking because the Bezdin himself.
Yeah. So the Bezdin are announcing that he was killed. Yeah. Yasiu Esishtoi. So then, once the Bezdin announced that, so then they can rely on that to allow his wife to remarry. Yeah. But if it's Mikam Tarisin. If they heard an announcement from the Goyish executioners that Ish Pliny Mace or Ish Pliny Nerag, then they cannot let, based on this announcement, you cannot let his wife remarry. What does it mean when they announce Mace and Nerag? What exactly are we talking about? Does it really literally past tense that he's dead already? If he's dead already, you can't find a schus anymore. So you can't bribe him.
His wife can't go get.
Bribe him to get back to life either. So therefore, what's to talk about? As the Gemara says, my mace or my nerag. What do you mean he was dead or he was killed? Ilema mace mamish or nerag mamish. If you mean that when a Jewish court announces past tense that he was dead and he was killed, what did Tony Abbott say? Dead, buried and cremated. Yeah. Then you can be for sure that he's dead. If you're saying the same thing by a non-Jewish court, is if they're saying past tense that he's dead, it's not a quick case of bribing. They're saying he's already dead. They're not saying we're going to kill him. They're saying we did kill him. Yeah? Why don't you believe them? Are you telling me you won't believe him because a goy is a liar? Hakaimulam, but we know that ain't so. Kol Masiach Lefi Tumoy. If the goy is just talking and telling you a story, he's talking in his normal, he's not out to testify, so he's out to trick you. He's just talking, gossiping, whatever. As Hemuni Mehemne, they said, you believe him. Hemuni Mehemne, they said, you can believe him. So then we should believe that this guy's dead. So therefore, why would that Bryce distinguish between a Jewish court and a Goyish court? El Olav, it must be, we're not talking about where he actually died and he was actually killed. We're talking about Mace, Yoytilma, when he heard the announcement, so-and-so is Mace, it doesn't mean he's already dead, it means he's about to be dead. And Venerag doesn't mean he's already killed, it means Yoytilaharig is about to be killed.
He's mostly dead.
His time has come, but he hasn't actually physically been killed yet, but he's on the way out to being killed. Vikatoni, he's in the red zone. Vikatoni, and what does it say over there? Bebezin to Israel. If it's in a Jewish court, then Yasir was Ishtoi. Because once they announce that he's going to be killed, he's as good as dead, because they ain't going to be bribed, and they've already looked at all possibilities. Yeah? And therefore, that seems also to be similar to what Rabbi Yosef is saying.
And his wife can marry, that's
okay. Huh?
Well, once.
And his wife can marry.
Because if you had a commutation, is that would just go away and you commute a sentence, that would even be a bigger news item.
That would be in the papers too, yeah.
That's right, a bigger one. Bigger chiddush.
Yeah. Anyway, says the Gemara, La'olam. No, that doesn't prove Rabbi Yosef is right, because I can tell you it's talking about Meis Mamish and Nerag Mamish. We're talking about past tense. They're announcing that he's dead. Yeah, and that's why when the Jewish court says he's dead, he's dead. Aye, so why not by the same thing by the non-Jewish court? The Kavosa Gabeev, the Kechavim, and my loy, why not the similar thing by the non-Jewish court? Hakarimul on the Chomas Yechlevitumi Amuni Mehemne, whenever a non-Jew tells you something and he's not out to trick you, he's just talking stam, then you can believe him. So the Gemara answers, Hani Mili B'milsad L'Shaychiva. That is where they have no, when it's Mesich L'Fitumah means, you're just talking Stam gossip. But here he has a, they have a motive. The guy has a motive to strengthen his words. Yeah, B'milsad L'Shaychiva, because here, who's doing the announcing? Yeah, the judge who gave the death penalty is doing the announcing. Yeah, so he's not Mesich L'Fitumah here. He's actually wants to strengthen his sentence, yeah? They're trying to strengthen their own lie. So therefore, you can't trust him in this case. This is not Mesich L'Fitumah, basically. This is not just somebody who you met in 7-Eleven and he's giving you a, hey, you heard what happened, you know, that sort of thing. This is actually the court. So therefore, maybe they're open to all kinds of corruption. You know, so therefore you cannot. That's the difference between the Jewish court and the Goyish court. Okay, so we can't prove that Rabbi Yosef is right according to Kedamri, and we can't prove that he's wrong according to the first version. Okay, new Mishnah says the Mishnah maybe get Eretz Yisrael. Someone brings a get in Eretz Yisrael. So what's the point of saying it's in Eretz Yisrael? He does not need to say b'fana nichta b'fana nechtam. He doesn't need to announce that it was written and signed before him. All he has to do is physically hand over the piece of paper to the woman. But what happened was, v'chala, he got sick on the way. Yeah, he was catching the Eged bus, and it was doing such wild swerves down the hills from the Galil that the guy got seasick, and he had to go to hospital. So he didn't make it down south to deliver the get. So what does he do? Harezeh mishalchei bi'aracher. He can hand over the baton and say, I'm stuck here for a while, and he finds someone else. Says, "Are you continuing on this bus? Good luck to you. Take the get with you down to there." 1 second, we'll get to it. And so he can send it with somebody else, and that's okay. Ve'im Omar Loi. But if the husband had said to this guy, "Tuli Hemenu Chefetz Ploini," that in exchange for giving her the get, you need to take back the ring, you know. Give me back something from her, because otherwise I'm not. Well, he doesn't say I'm otherwise, but the assumption is that if he says this, he doesn't want to divorce her unless she gives back whatever it is that he wants. Yeah, so he says, give her the get and get from her the fill in the blank. Then this shliach does not have a right to appoint someone else to fulfill the shlichus. Because the husband,
the element of bringing back the chayfets.
No, the whole thing.
The delivering of
the husband makes the guy a shliach, and he says, give her the get and get back the ring. Yeah? Why does he tell this guy, give her the get and get back the ring? Because I trust you that when you get back the ring, you'll bring it back to me. Yeah? But for you to find somebody that you met on the bus, yeah, and say, give him the get and he'll get the ring. I don't want my ring with some guy I never heard of. Yeah? Who knows if I'll receive the ring again? So therefore, he can't do that, and therefore he cannot give on the get either, because it's all one package deal, yeah?
Which implies, Yim, that what happens if he did go and take the... We're going to... get the ring, yeah, he wants to sing somebody else.
We'll talk about it. Yeah. Okay, so first of all, let's go through all the details over here. It says the Gemara, Amar Rav Kahana, Cholatznan, it's only if he's sick, yeah? What does that imply? That when the shliach has some kind of an onus, there's some reason why he's prevented from fulfilling his shlichus, therefore he can appoint somebody else. But if he's not sick, let's say he's just too lazy, yeah, he can't just hand it on to somebody else, yeah? That's what Rav Kahana implies from this Mishnah. And first in this Mishnah, says the Gemara, yes, pshita, that's obvious. Chala ketani, the Mishnah says that, so why, what are you adding? What are you adding to the words of the Mishnah itself, Rav Kahana? So says Rav Kahana, I'm explaining to you that Mahu the Tema, you might have thought from looking at the Mishnah, Hu Adin Afagav the Loi Chala, you would have thought that he can pass it on even if he's not sick. V'haydi Katani Chala, or Chedemilsa Katani, when it says that he was sick, it's just giving you an example that would be a reason why he might not want to, Kamash Malon, that it's Dafke. Only if he's sick or some other reason, then he can pass it on, but otherwise he's not allowed to. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Hey, Chedomi, what exactly is the case here? If the husband gave him a general statement, Hoylech means take it. In other words, make sure she gets it. If the sort of the expression that the husband uses is, you're heading south, make sure she gets the get, yeah, is afagaft lechol anami. His task is to make sure she gets it. Yeah, so the husband wasn't makbid that you have to hand it over. You have to make sure she gets it. If you want to hand it to Yehuda and he'll give it, that's also okay. Lechayra. Yeah, so afagaft lechol anami. Even if the first liat didn't get sick, then why shouldn't he be able to just doing a physical handover as long as you make sure that she gets it? You've done the shlichus. So why not? And if he said to him, you have to give it to her, yeah, dafke, the husband specified you, is that I feel the chalanami loy. Then even if he got sick, he shouldn't be able to hand it over because the husband didn't want someone else to be the shliach. He only wanted the guy that he gave it to. And then we're going to mention a Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. There's also an opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, which we'll come to shortly. The Eir Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, lafilu chala nami, then even lafilu chala nami loy, then even in a case where he didn't say you have to do it, even if he just said stam, also wouldn't make a difference. According to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, as we will see in a second, the Tanya, yeah.
According to this man, the Omer, that when he says dafka, you have to do it,
yeah.
If the guy gave it to someone else, would it still be Megurish?
No, because it's not a Shliach. There's no Shliach. If someone hands over a get without instruction from the husband, then it's nothing. Yeah. The Tanya, what do we see of Shurim Galmir? Well, then the Nebraisa. If a person says, Heilich get zele ishti, he just says, pass it on. He doesn't say, you have to give it to her. He just says, deliver it, stam. Is then that implies just make sure she gets it. So he can send it by courier. You know, it's like send. If I say send it to my wife, get it to my wife, then it can, you can send it however you want. Yeah, Australia Post. But if he says at hoylech, you get zele ishta, you take the get to my wife, then hareze lo yishalchena biaracher. Right. So that's clear. That's part one of the brisa. Then we have the shita of Shimon Gamliel Leimer. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, "Benkach uvenkach, ein hashliach, ois hashliach." Even if he said hoylech, it still implies that he himself has to take it and he cannot give it to somebody else. So therefore, what's going on where we're saying there's a distinction between he's sick or he's not sick? If he was supposed, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, bechal you can't do it. If the guy said take it, you got to take it. And according to the Tanakama, is if he said, just make sure she gets it, then even if he's not sick, he should be able to hand it on. And if he says, you have to take it, then even if she's sick, if he's sick, he should not be able to hand it on. So what are we talking about? Where is it that there's this distinction that if he's sick, he can pass it on, if he's not sick, he cannot pass it on? Says the Gemara, Iboy Sema Hoylech Behuda Chala. I could answer you both directions. I could tell you it's talking about where he told him Hoylech, but it's only when he's sick. Or I can tell you what's where he said, you take it. The Cholashani is different when he's sick. That even though he said you, but when he's sick, he can take it. How will I explain both cases? Is Iboy same as is really both? I have to explain both things because that's what the Brisa said. I can even explain to you that our missions of Shimon and Gamliel, the Cholashani and being sick is different. Yeah? So how will I will explain it to you? Because I can tell you that when this brisa which you brought that said that when he says holich you can give it to somebody else, even though it doesn't say so, the brisa means only if he's sick. And when he said at holich that you can't give it to somebody else, that means only if he's not sick. But if he is sick, you can. And similarly, Shimon Gamliel, when he said that either way the guy has to take it himself, is again cholah shiny. Because the whole thing is you have to estimate what did the husband mean. Yeah? If the husband would know that the guy's going to get sick, yeah,
he wouldn't then,
no, he, then he wouldn't mind that you pass it on to somebody else. You don't have, there's no reason to think that the husband would say, don't pass it on to somebody else. Yeah? So he said, hey, you're going, you take it. Yeah? But if he would know that you're going to get stuck halfway, he would say, okay, yeah, you pass it on to somebody else. So that is the basis of the way it goes. Okay. It's not. Now, let's look at our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, maybe get Beretz Yisrael, v'chala, reiz ha-mishal b'l'shach b'yarachir. Again, that's just reiterating that if he got sick, he can send it to somebody else. Or Aminu. Now I have a contradiction from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, amal d'shnayim t'nu get le'ishti. A guy says to two people, give the get to my wife. Oily shloisha kisva get at nula ishti. Or three people who are a bezdin. And he says, write the get and give it to my wife. Arei ela yichtuva v'yitnu. Then they should write it and they should give it. Is inhu ein, so means they have to do it. Is that implies, inhu ein dafke them. Ava shliach loy, they can't send it on to somebody else. Yeah, so therefore that implies that even, that under no circumstances can somebody else do it. It's Amar Abaya, there it's different. Hasam Taima, there when he says that they should write it, is what's the reason? Taima Mai, why do the people themselves who he told to write it have to write it? Mishum Bizoyan the Baal. Because the husband is embarrassed that he doesn't know how to write it himself, and he has to get someone else to do it, so he wants to keep it quiet. So he says to somebody, hey, can you write the get for me? He doesn't want the whole world to know about it. So you haven't got a right to pass it on to somebody else. Only you do it.
That's a standard practice. Why did we institute the Hogzeda of Bafone Nechtam, Fone Nechtam? Because people can't write Gittin. They have to go to Sofrim. We're worried that in Chutz La'Ogatz, even the Sofrim don't know the whole
No, Ogatz. There's two reasons why. One is because we're not sure the witness's signature is correct. And the other one is because it might not be the Shema. But this is talking about the husband.
Don't know the halacha properly.
Okay, but
first
of all, we're talking about Eretz Yisrael.
If you say that, in Eretz Yisrael, when he brings from one town to the other, you should also require the If we say that,
there's
a higher standard expected.
But the whole fact. Okay, you're right. The husband doesn't know how to write it, but he doesn't want to announce that I don't know how to write it. Yeah, he's still embarrassed about it. So therefore, he doesn't want to make a big deal. He goes quietly and says, can you write it? Yeah? So therefore, in that case, only the person who was instructed is allowed to write it. But hacha, just to send it on the eged bus. Baal, they copy. The husband doesn't care. There's nothing embarrassing about the fact that he's up in Tzfas and the person he has to give it to is in the Negev. So he does it, take it on the bus.
When you say, does that mean that you are my shluchim and you're the aiding to the get? Or just two?
Yeah,
two?
So that's the difference between two and three. That's a whole separate discussion, which we'll have later. Yeah,
so
about two or three.
Even with the two people who are the aiding and he sends them,
they have to write it.
There's an issue of an embarrassment? What's the writing?
No, it's the fact that they have to do it. Whoever it is who he instructs has to write it. Someone else can't. They can't pass it on to someone else to write it because that would be embarrassing for the husband. But over here, the husband wouldn't. There's no embarrassment, so there's no problem. Okay, Rava Omar. Rava says no. It's Mishum Damilininu. Over there, it's instructions. Here, it's a piece of paper. When you hand over instructions, Umili Lanimus from the Shliach. You can't pass over instructions. If I give you instructions, all I'm giving you is words. The words you can't pass on the instructions. Yeah, but if I give you a piece of paper, then it's like just a mechanical act. You just put the piece of paper is just going, so therefore you're almost like a machine. It's or a robot. It doesn't really have any shlichus. It's not a power of shlichus. It's more a power of a maisakoyf almost. Yeah, that you're just passing it on. So that's what Rava's explanation is. Is my benai? What will be the practical nafkemina between Abai and Rava? Between Abai and Rava, Ike binayu, the difference will be a shliach matana. If it's a gift. Now, what's the story if it's a gift? So, mitzad the fact that its instructions can't be passed on, then it would be the same thing by a shtar matana. Whoever hears the instruction can write it, whoever doesn't hear the instruction cannot write it. If the problem is because of the humiliation of the husband with a shtar matana, then there's no humiliation because he's not the one who was supposed to write it anyway. The recipient is supposed to write a shtar. Whoever gets he's not embarrassed to say I'm not writing the shtar. You want a shtar. You write it. Your problem. Yeah. So therefore, there's no embarrassment. So that's the chiluk. Plik to the Rav Shmuel, and we find takel machleikus in Rav and Shmuel. Rav matana ena could get a Shmuel or matana harei could get. The Rav says it's the same as a get because it's to do with you cannot hand over instructions, and Shmuel says it's not the same because it's to do with the humiliation of the husband.
According to Rob, if you say to somebody, please go and buy something for me and I'll pay you the money when it comes back. So you know it's only been words, there's been nothing else.
Yeah, that only applies to the person who heard it.
Yeah.
Because instructions only apply to the person. All right, I have to stop, but I want to do a little bit more because it's not enough. Okay, next part. If he said he should take the chefetz, then he can't do it. From here, Rebbe taught us in the Mishnah that a borrower is not allowed to borrow, to lend on to somebody else. And a renter is not allowed to sub-rent it to somebody else. Says, "Kan shana Rebbe, this is how you learned it from Rebbe." Everyone knows that. Yodinus, everyone knows that. Yeah, so that's not what Rebbe's Chiddush is over here. Of course you can't. If you're borrowing something, you can't.